Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. Have you ever seen a telephone pole or a stop sign after it's been hit by a car?
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
Hey, thanks for being with us. And once again, if you are listening in real time, you have just a few days left till the end of June to pick up Courageous Cultures, How to Build Teams of Micro-Innovators, Problem Solvers, and Customer Advocates at $2.99, super reduced price on Kindle at Amazon. So we're excited to be able to offer that to you. It's an opportunity. You can get Courageous Cultures for your entire team. And we give you the questions in the book to walk through and build a courageous culture full of people who consistently contribute, who are offering solutions to problems, who are speaking up rather than retreating into safe silence. So you and your team can build that culture. $2.99 on Amazon till the end of June. Hope that you'll pick that up and build your courageous culture. Okay, so we're talking today about breaking things. So if you've ever seen that telephone pole or light pole or stop sign after it's been hit by a car, I don't know if you ever got curious about it the way I did. I'm like, why do they break the way they do? I mean, these things can withstand storms and all of the different stuff that's thrown at them, but when a car hits it, boom, it falls over. Like, well, okay, what's going on there? Well, it turns out that engineers plan for cars to hit these things, which kind of makes sense. We've got millions of cars whizzing around on roads and all of these poles and stop signs and whatnot. It figures that at some point a car is going to hit it. Well, what now? Well, if they don't plan for it to be hit, if they don't plan for it to break, a couple of bad things can happen. One is if it's hit in the wrong way, it can shoot up into the air or go flying off into the distance if there's some resistance. And then it, you know, in that moment of impact, it resists and then snap and boom, and the thing goes flying off and flies through an office or house window and causes even more damage. If it doesn't break and it's just built so solidly that it's not going to happen, well, when the car hits it, the car can suffer catastrophic damage. The people inside can get injured more seriously. And then there's collateral from what happens with the car. Does it spin? Does it hit more? And so on. And so engineers have thought about, what do we do, not if cars hit these things, but when cars hit these things? And there's a lesson for us there as leaders. So what the engineers have done is say, okay, we're going to build these poles so that when they are hit by a high impact by a vehicle, they have a way of breaking off. So some of the bigger ones use slip plates where it's planned that there's a planned way at the base of the pole where it can break off there. And if it's one that's supporting wires, what'll happen is it will kind of flip up. Sometimes the car can even go shooting past it, but now its velocity has been reduced, and then the pole will swing back, kind of being held up by the wires until it can be repaired. In other instances, like with stop signs, they're planned for a place where it can break, and then it'll lay down, but it won't go flying off and cause more damage. And so the engineers have ways to build these things so that when it breaks, when there's an impact, there's also recovery and damage is minimal. So how do you do that on your team? How do you do that in your leadership? Well, there's a couple of ways to think about this. One is, where do things break? Where do things go wrong? not if they're going to go wrong, but when they go wrong. So it may be, for instance, in your relationships with one another. This is something that's common to every team. It's not a matter of if we let one another down. It's when we let one another down. We're human beings. Nobody's perfect. So there's going to come a time where you let somebody down. You're going to let your team down. They're going to let you down. They're going to let one another down. Maybe they break their word. Maybe they hurt one another's feelings. It's going to happen. What's the planned recovery? So one of the things I was fond of telling my team was, look, it's not a matter of whether we're going to hurt one another or let one another down. It's going to happen. What will distinguish us from other teams and other organizations is what we do with that next. Do we have the conversation? Do we acknowledge it? Do we address it? Do we have the inspire conversation? Hey, I noticed that this didn't happen. I'm curious what's going on here from your perspective. Let's talk about how we can get back to what success looks like, and let's recover. So that's one place where we can plan on things breaking, is just our human relationships. And it's probably the most important place to have planned recovery. For you as a leader to model those conversations, acknowledging it, taking responsibility for it when you were the one who has been the one that's broken the relationship, hurt somebody, let somebody down, whatnot, to demonstrate and role model taking responsibility, being receptive to the feedback, celebrating that somebody did that with you. But there are other places too. At some point, you're going to have a time where you let your customer down. And we try to minimize those. We build all the systems we can to avoid it, and it's going to happen. So what is your plan when that happens? What is your planned recovery when your customer service breaks? How do you apologize? How do you make it right in a way that feels really good? Whether it's an internal customer you're serving, if you're in an internal support role, or whether you're external customer facing, either way, what's your plan when your customer service doesn't go the way you would expect it to? So those are just a couple of examples of places where you can plan on things breaking and have a plan in place to help with the recovery, to minimize collateral damage, and keep it from going any farther. Yes, do all the work you can to minimize breakage in the first place. Going back to our traffic analogies, everything we can do to keep people driving safely and on the road and not hitting signs is better for all of us. And we know the signs are going to get hit. Just like we know, you're going to let one another down and you're going to disappoint your customer at some point. We keep it minimal, but what's your plan when it happens? Get that plan in place, role model it for your team, and you're on the way to being the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.